Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
God. Oh, God. I want to rest in you, Lord God. Only you can heal, God. Yes, Lord God, we come tonight, God. Oh, God, asking your forgiveness of our sins. Asking you to wash us, oh, God. From the top of our head to the sole of our feet, oh, God. We are a needy people, God. Truly, we need you tonight, God. We need you to come in our midst, oh, God. Remove every dead thing, oh, God, that shouldn't be, oh, God. Oh, God, cause us to be strengthened in every part, God. To stand up and be strong in the power of your might, oh, God. To proclaim your goodness, oh, God, that you are good. Yes, you are. You are good all the time, God. Lord God, we know that you can do anything but fail, God. We know, God, that you can heal every sick body, God. We know, God, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, you can heal every hurt, God. God, you can take care of that son, that daughter behind prison walls. God, you can deliver from drugs, oh, God. Oh, Father God, oh, God, oh, God. Father, as we look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our lives. God, you hold it all in your hands, oh God. You know that going in and I coming out. You know that uprising and I sitting down, God. Father God, we need you. We come, God. We come tonight, God, to celebrate you for who you are to us, God. Oh God, oh God. We come to you tonight, God. You hold the key to our future, God, because you said you know the plans that you have for us, oh, God, the plans to bless us, oh, God, and give us a future. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for your blessing. Thank you, Lord God, that, oh, God, you done brought us through a day, God. God, that we didn't even know that what was going to go on, but, God, truly, you kept us by your power, God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord God. Heal tonight all diverse kinds of sicknesses, oh, God, because we know that you can. Lord God, let the faith rise in your people, God. Yes, Lord God, that they'll believe you, God. Believe you for the miraculous, oh, God. Believe you, God, that you can do anything, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, you are our strength. Yes, Lord God. Oh, God, oh, you are strength for the needy, God. Oh, God, yes, Lord God. There is no God. There is no God in heaven or earth just like you. Oh, God, you made us, God. Oh, God, and you created us to praise you. And we praise and worship. We bow down before you tonight. We humble ourselves before you tonight, God. Oh, Father, we come running to you, God. Yes, God. Oh, God, because we want you. Oh, God, yes, God. We want to, oh, God, Lord God, be in one accord with you, Lord God. God, we know that your grace is covering us. Your blood's been spilled for us, God. Yes, God. God, yes, God, and we'll say yes to your ways, God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Thank you, Lord, for taking us by the hand and leading us to God. Thank you, Lord, God. Thank you, my God. Thank you. Thank you for your broken body, God. Thank you for your shed blood, oh, God. Yes, God, it was all done for us, oh, God. For the forgiveness of sins, God. Oh, God, yes, God. Oh, we praise you. Oh, we praise you tonight, oh, God. We praise you, oh, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, God, oh, God, there's a son out there, God. Oh, Father, God, that's, oh, God, into the drugs and the AKAs, oh, God. I know that can be broken tonight, oh, God. There's nothing too hard for you, God. Father, we believe for that mother that's praying for that son. We pray for that broken-hearted mother, God. Oh, God, seem as though she just can't do nothing with those children, God. Oh, but God, if she turn it all over to you, you can, God. You will, God. Yes, you can. Yes, you can, God. Oh, Father, God, that daughter, oh, God. Oh, God, just keep having those babies, God. Oh, God, out of wedlock, God. Oh, God, her heart can be turned to you, God. You allow the children to come here for a purpose and a reason, God. Father, I thank you, Lord God. We are all here for a purpose and a reason. I pray that they'll walk out their destiny. I pray, oh, God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, for salvation upon our children, God. Oh, Father God, they will learn, oh, God, that you are the answer, oh, God. Oh, Father God, Father God, you, oh, God, I pray for that mother, oh God, heart that's breaking, God. Oh God, humble her, oh God. Take her up in your arms, oh God. Yes, God, and comfort her and give her all peace that passes all understanding. Oh, God, look at that mother, God. Her husband done walked off and left her, God. Oh, God, with all the problems and the children, God. But, God, you can make a way for her, God. What it seemed to be no way, God. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Oh, I just give you the praise, God. Yes, I do, God. God, I give you the praise, God. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Your presence, oh, God, is here. We ask you to come in and do a mighty work, oh, God. Oh, praise your name, God. Praise your name, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, yes, Lord God. Comfort us, comfort us, comfort us, oh, God. Give us the peace, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, Father God. We thank you. Well, you said in everything to give thanks, for this is the will that concerneth you. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, you took your time. Oh, God. Yes, Lord God. Oh, God. Father, thank you. Thank you. You amazes me, God. Yes, God, keep on doing it, God. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Well, we just thank God for all of you that's on tonight. I pray that you just went in with me to the throne room, praise God, and just gave God some praise. Praise God, you are listening to God's favorites ministry coming to you. Praise God, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Have you lost a loved one? Son or daughter, drugs to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet. God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurt. I don't care what kind of hurt you are going through tonight. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God is willing to give us rest. No matter what we face in life, no matter what we are going through in life, he's there for us. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Can't you? We can't just thank him enough. We cannot thank God enough. Oh, praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name. Isn't it good to just feel God's presence surrounding you, hovering over you, protecting you? Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Y'all know I just get carried away in praise, praise God. But at this time, I'm going to let my co-host come with the announcement, and then I'll be right back. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You amaze me, Lord. Hallelujah. It's your mercy and your grace. Sister Peggy, come forth, my darling. Amen.
It's a wonderful week in the Lord, and God has given us many blessings this week. This is God's favorite radio program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorite, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana, 70073. Area code to listen to this broadcast is 714-409-0578. Call a friend and tell them to tune in on Sunday nights at 7 o'clock and listen to God's favorite radio program. On Friday nights at 8 p.m., Minister Janice Williams is the host of Victorious Living, which is a part of the ministry of God's favorites. Call this number, and you will always hear an encouraging word. Again, that number is area code 714-409-0578, and you will receive a great blessing just by listening at 7 o'clock on Sunday nights and at 8 o'clock on Friday nights. It's wonderful that we can come to God and we can give him our prayers and our requests, and our asked questions answered. Yes, we need today to pray for people that's having financial problems. I have a friend in Honduras that called me today and asked me to pray with her. The bank wants to take and get their money, so they're putting pressure on them, and they need a prayer answer. They need their financial needs met. We also pray for people that have eye problems. Yes, I have four friends that's going blind and need surgery to help, yet it cannot be issued a guarantee, but God is our healer, and he can heal each one of those eyes and can get them seeing straight again and give the people a hope that they can see, and they will see. We have to have that determination when we pray and we're asking for a prayer to know, to have the faith that God is going to heal. He's our healer. We can ask and we shall receive. We also need to pray for people with heart disease and diabetes. Yes. And also this outbreak of measles. We need to pray for children and for adults not to have measles. We never know all the different diseases that's coming in. This cold weather is coming back and forth with us. The weather situation in some of our nations, they have cold, ice, all of that freezes germs. And when that melts, when that snow melts and everything goes down and the heat comes out, there's different influences and stuff that is coming through those germs from that snow. And it's coming right down the Mississippi River, coming right into our area. And we get our water from the Mississippi River, our drinking water. It has to be more purified, and there's more chemicals that have to be put in those, in that water to make it more pure. But we know God can take and take care of all of these things. Our missionaries, yes, our missionaries out in the whole world, we need to pray for them, to keep them encouraged, to let them go on and let them know that God is a God of hope. And a God of giving. Yes, we need to pray for these things. And our reading here today, it says, leave it to God. Can't seem to get what you want fast enough? Leave it to God. Worried about your kids? Leave it to God. Living in a place you'd rather not be? Leave it to God. Look like you won't graduate with honors, leave it to God. Found a lump and you see the doctor tomorrow, leave it to God. It makes career change seem scary, leave it to God. You did the job, but someone else got the credit, leave it to God. In Isaiah 32:17, the works of the righteous will be peace. And the service of righteousness, quietness, and confidence forever. Isn't that wonderful? That we can leave things to God, and in his own time, he will give an answer. I was reading a book this week, and it was said that August is the month of answered prayers. So, think about it. What you can pray from now till August, and let's see if God will answer those prayers. We don't have to say, let's see. We can know that God is going to answer those prayers. Because every prayer that is taken up and given unto God in his chambers with the heart full of sensation, God will take and answer each prayer. Things will get better. Isaiah 32:15, this will continue until God pours his spirit from above upon us. The desert will be like a fertile field, and the fertile field like a forest. Justice will be found even in the desert, and the fairness will be found in the fertile field. That fairness will bring peace, and it will bring calm and safety forever. My people will live in peaceful places and in safe homes and in calm places of rest. Hail will destroy the forest, and the cities will be completely destroyed. But you will be happy as you plant seeds near every stream, as you let your cattle and donkeys wander free. Isn't that wonderful? He said, you will be happy as you plant seeds near every stream. Yes, we can hold on to that promise because we can plant seeds in everybody's lives and live the life before them and let them see that God will answer prayer and God will take care of us and he will let us live and be happy. And he will fulfill our promises if we keep our promise to him fulfilled. Tell someone about our program. Encourage them to take and listen on Sunday nights at 7 p.m. and on Friday nights at 8 p.m. Again, that number is area code 714-409-0578 and press 1. That will let us know that you would like to speak with our pastor and give us your words of encouragement or for prayer or for healing. Think about what God can do for you this week and just let the world know that Jesus is still Lord. Have a great day. Have a great evening listening. Pastor Evangelist Reverend George.
Thank you, my darling. Thank you so much. Does anyone have a prayer request at this time or would like to give a testimony? You may press 1 at this time before I go on in the Word. If not, I will proceed. Praise God. We're just so thankful and glad that you came on to be with us tonight as a study in the Word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Our topic tonight is going to be walking in the spirit of forgiveness. Forgiveness is a very hard thing for us to do, and I'm going to go to Romans chapter 8, 1 through 5. Romans chapter 8, 1 through 5. There is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ, those which are in Christ Jesus, who walked not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Praise God. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. And we know what the things of the flesh are. Praise God. If we read the whole chapter 8, which I will not do tonight, is talking about life in the Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we want to walk in the Spirit, as it said. I don't know about you, but I am one of his lights. And I just love to say that. I am just one of these lights down here, and you are one of these lights down here. And I desire to walk in the light, for he is light. Praise God. Now, if that light is in me, I don't want to fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's what I'm saying. Praise God, as we just read. And we know all those that walk in the flesh, the works of the flesh. It is carnal minded. It is those that do the things that are of the world. Praise God. Someone or something is going to cause you to ask for forgiveness. Someone or something. In your flesh lies no good things, the Bible says. It will be tested. Your flesh will be tested. But if we are in the spirit, we won't fail. Why? Because we will have on the whole armor of God. We are girded up and we are protected. Praise God. This is why God tells us to put on the whole armor of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. The helmet of salvation. Our feet shodded with the preparation of peace. See, we are supposed to know how to walk in peace. We have, the word is supposed to be in operation in us at all times, praise God. So why should we walk in forgiveness? Because Christ has forgiven us. And then another, and then he told us to forgive one another. He gave us that in our Father's prayer. And he said, if you don't forgive them whom you see each day, how can you say that that you love him? Then he told us, how many times should we forgive our enemy? He said 77 times, seven times a day. That's more times than it is in a day that you can. So you got to walk in the spirit of forgiveness. Be ready to forgive. It's a hard thing. It is, forgiveness is a hard thing for anybody to do. You have to fight with that flesh, see, because there's a war that goes on in the mind. The mind tell you to hold on to it, and the spirit say, let it go. Praise God. Even if they despitefully use you, if they just do you the wrong thing, the wrong way, you are to forgive. Praise God. Let's look at one other scripture here while we're looking at scriptures over the Lord's Prayer in Matthew. Matthew 6, 14 and 15. And it said, if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive your trespasses. That is deep. That is strong. That is so pure. We need to get it in our soul, our mind. We have to walk in forgiveness. If ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you give not men their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father. Do you not want your heavenly Father to forgive you? I want my heavenly Father to forgive me. And I'm telling you, it is so hard when people just really, really hurt you. But I'm going to tell you why these hurts come too also. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ephesians also says, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God has forgiven you. You got to be tenderhearted to one another. You got to be forgiving one another. Forgiveness, another thing forgiveness does for us, it frees us up in the spirit so that we can walk in the spirit, that we can move in the spirit, that we can sing in the spirit. You see why some people are real dull when the praise are going on. They are not free in their spirit, man. It frees us up that we may sing, that we may praise, that we forgiveness lift our burdens from bondages. Some people, when they come into a great meeting, they are in bondage. You don't know what they come out of. You are not living in the house with them. You don't know what they've been fighting with. Forgiveness lifts our burdens from bondage, helps us to love in spite of. Forgiveness brings us into a oneness with Christ, there where Christ can dwell in us and speak through us, and we can hear his voice. Many people cannot hear God's voice because they got too much caught up. They're caught up in too much of this going on around them, in their flesh, in the country. They got so much that they're caught up in, they can't hear God speaking to them. Praise God. Prayers are answered when we forgive. Praise God. Praise God. Forgiveness frees your mind, your soul, your spirit. Your spirit is free. Praise God. Many times I had to forgive. Sometimes we got to admit to things to ourselves. Yes, many times. And I'm quite sure there may be many more times when I was crushed or hurt so deeply, I had to forgive. I mean, this really, really crushed. I had to learn how to walk in the spirit of forgiveness. I had to learn how to let go of some things. I realized I could not hold on to that. I could not just hate that person for what they had done to me. Sometimes forgiveness is not easy. It is not easy because that's Satan's plan. It's Satan's plan to have you to hold on to some things in the flesh. So we have to learn how to let them go. Praise God. Hallelujah. I've had to forgive my dad, my sister, our sisters, my sisters in the Lord, my pastor, my friends, my son, my husband. Could I go down the list of who all I had to forgive? Have you ever thought about who you had to forgive? Yes. Walking in the spirit of forgiveness is the key because Jesus taught us how to forgive when he went through all that he did on the cross. His word was, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That touched my heart. His words was to them that he looked down and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Praise God. Do we want to be Christ-like? Do we want to reap the blessings of God by walking as he has taught us? Father, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, thank you. Yes, your flesh desires and wants to hold on and make excuses why you can't. I've heard people say, I just can't forgive. I don't want to ever be like that. I just can't forgive. I want to forgive. Yes. I want to be free. Praise God. But I found now I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Praise God. You must pray our Father. As our Father prayed. Yes, he prayed. So we must pray. We must have a prayer life so that we can forgive. Praise God. Praise God. Sometimes you have to go back and face some of the giants in your life in order to forgive. Praise God. There are some things you have to face. The Bible says, be quick to forgive. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. You might say, I didn't do anything. They did it to me. That's your flesh wants to hold on to it. He that is without sin, let them cast the first stone. Are you without? You have to take a good look at yourself. Are you without sin? Are you? Many times, and every day, mostly, you got to look at self. are you without sin? How can you get the plank out of someone else's eye before you get the mote out of your own eye? Your eye's full of it too. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God wants us to be free. He wants us to be free. He wants to free us up by forgiving ourselves first. We got to say, Lord, forgive me of my sin. We must learn to do what the word they do and walk according to that word. Praise God. We don't like to look at in the mirror at ourselves. Mm-mm. No, we don't like to look at ourselves. It's hard. It's hard for us to see ourselves. Praise God. But if we look sincerely and look hard enough, it's a lot wrong just with me. Just with me. Lord, fix me. I need you, Lord. Jesus wants us to look at us first. Don't take note of the other person, he says. The Bible tells us that. Don't take note of the other person. Look at yourself. Does forgiveness help you or them? Another question. What does forgiveness do for us? Does it help them or you? You or them? One thing it does, it warms the heart and cools the sting. It warms the heart and cools the sting. I know we all have read millions of articles on forgiveness and have heard about thousands of speeches on the same. But nonetheless, it is very difficult to practice. Forgiveness does not come easily for most of us. It's something that does not come easily. That is amazing. We can say that we can live this word. But forgiveness is one of those hard tasks that we have to plow through. Praise God. Every time someone hurts us, we are left with the feeling of hurt, anger, and vengeance. We find it very difficult to let go of the hurt someone has caused us. But forgiveness isn't forgetting. It is just letting go of the hurt. Let it go tonight. If you have a hurt that's inside of you, that's been hurting you for years, I say tonight, let it go and be free. Let it go. Let it go. Praise God. It is not something that you bestow on others, but a gift that you give yourself. If you let it go, you'll forgive yourself. You know, I have two first cousins in Mississippi. They haven't spoken to each other in over 20-something years, sisters and brothers. It hurts my heart to know that I have someone in my family that's over a little thing. See, so it can be the smallest of thing that can hurt you to cause just one to stop speaking. And I say to my sisters and brothers all the time, I tell, and if they were on tonight, I would put one on and I would let you hear her. I tell my sisters, I say, you know, the devil would love to separate us. The devil would love to separate families, and that is what he's doing. He does not want families to be close. He does not want family beside the outside people that might hurt you. The Bible say sometimes it's among your own household that may hurt you. And my cousins, a brother and a sister have hurt each other's feelings and they haven't spoken to each other. They're willing to die and go down into a cold grave, not speaking to each other. How can they? How can they? It hurts me if it don't hurt them. And they go alone. They don't even go to each other's house. They don't know each other anymore. It hurts me to know that they can't do it. This is why we got to walk in the spirit of forgiveness. Praise God. The hurt and pain someone has caused you may always be a part of your life. But forgiveness will help loosen its grip on you so that you can move on. Walk in a spirit of forgiveness every day. Please put on the whole armor of God so that you can. I pray that I don't ever want to get to the place that I don't want to speak to anyone, no matter what they have done me. And I know that you have faced some things in your life just like I have. Forgive. Forgive. Just like I named earlier, I went through a list where I had some of the deepest hurts that I've gone through. But I learned how to forgive. I learned how to forgive my dad. At one time, I hated. But it was a short period of time because I really didn't hate my dad. But I did hate him for what he had done. It was an extramarital affair. And it hurt my mother so deeply till it hurt me. And I didn't want to forgive my dad for what he had did my mother. But I come to my senses and I thank God before my dad died. I learned. I stayed in a good Bible teaching church. And I miss that church today because it's no longer around. And the pastor's gone on to be with the Lord now too. But he was a man of God that taught on forgiveness. And I learned so much of the word that went in me, in my soul and my spirit. And I learned how to forgive my dad, and I loved my dad before he died. And I asked my dad to come and live with me. And my daddy said, no, baby, I'd rather stay up in the countryside. But anytime you need dad, dad'll be here for you. That's all I needed to know. And when my dad went back home, he died. And God spoke to me and said, you passed the test. You showed your daddy love to come and live with you, that you were willing to take care of your dad. I'm telling you, forgiveness will go to the grave if you don't get it out in a hurry. And you'll never have that time to ask for forgiveness. And as far as whom to forgive, start with the friend who hurt you badly and the stranger who stepped on your toe in a bus. And then those in between the two extremes. Praise God. Forgiving yourself is also very important. And forgive quickly, because the more time you take, the more you think about it, and you may never be ready to do it. The longer you take, that's why I say do it quickly. The longer you take, and that's what happened to my cousin. It's taken so long. Now they never want to do it. Do it as soon as possible because even though it may not change the past, it will definitely change the future. Praise God. And remember, not forgiving It's like drinking rat poison and then waiting for the rat to die. Not a good thing. Not a good thing. Not a good thing. Do you want somebody to die and you did not forgive them? God cannot dwell in an unclean temple. God cannot and will not dwell in an unclean temple. Think about it. Those are the words of the Lord. He cannot dwell in unclean. Everything we see is a perspective and not the truth. Sometimes people will come to you and tell you a lie, tell you about somebody, and they will hurt you. And it's not even the truth. They'll tell you a story on somebody that so-and-so said. Be careful of what you let come and bring your word to you, saying that somebody was talking about you. You know, I had a pastor one time, and he said, watch who brings a tale to you. Watch the one that brings it. It ain't always the one who brings it. They always say the dog that carry a bone will bring a bone, huh? Okay? And sometimes that person that's bringing something to you, because they are the one want to see you hurt. And this is what our program about, if you would look on our screen, pull it up, God's Favorite. It tells you we are teaching you on hurts and healing. We want to be healed. We want to be healed from the inside out. We want our children healed. We want our families. That's why we have a family day, so that we can be healed. We want every God in order. He created us to praise Him. He ordained the family, and our families are so much out of order. Drugs is playing our homes. It's causing hurts. We need to be healed. And this is what God told me when He opened me up into ministry. God's people need healing. They need to be taught. We need to come together and talk to each other. I encourage you tonight, if you have someone that someone has hurt you and you just seem to not can break it, go to them. Write them a little note. Have a lunch with them. Forgive them. Don't hold on. Every day I ask for forgiveness. Because the Bible says, if I say I have no sin, I'm a liar. I have sinned, and I have come short of God's glory. I have sinned, and I want my Jesus, yes. I want my Jesus to forgive me of my sin, which He already has. He has died for him. But He still wants me to acknowledge Him. See, He has to be acknowledged. He has to be glorified in our lives. Our lives is not about us. It's about Jesus. Praise God. I'm just so glad that I can talk to you tonight. And remember, walk in the spirit of forgiveness every day. Every day. I'm so glad that I could encourage you in that tonight. And I poured out to my heart to you tonight. I even told you one of my deepest hurts. One of my deepest hurts. And I know that you have some. But I'm so glad. I am free. I am free in Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I want to bless you, because the Bible says in Numbers chapter 6, God told Moses, before he leave the people, bless them. And so God will bless you. I want God blessings upon you. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance and give you peace. I want you to have peace that passes all understanding, as the song said a few minutes ago. I want his peace to be up on you. I want his blessing. You cannot reap the blessings of God walking around in bitterness and anger and all kind of clamor and all these things that the flesh hold on to. Release it and let go and let God live in you. Praise God. May you be blessed in your going in, your coming out, your uprising, and your sitting down. Please be back here with us next Sunday night at 7 to 8 p.m. Thank you. And with me on Friday night at 8 p.m. Thank you. Thank you so much. Good night now. Bye-bye.